Dear A Moment of Science, I like to exercise, but I suffer from migraines and worry that getting my sweat on at the gym could trigger a headache. Am I right to be cautious?
Good question. For some people, exercise can in fact lead to a migraine. But most studies have shown that on average, exercise may actually help ward off migraines. At the very least, exercise doesn't seem to hurt most migraine sufferers.
Right. One study done in Sweden put more than 90 migraine-prone folks into three groups. One that exercised for around 40 minutes three times a week, another that was given a drug to prevent migraines, and a third had regular relaxation sessions. After 3 months and then an additional 6 months of follow-up, the study found that migraines were reduced for people in all three groups.
Another smaller study examined more than 25 migraine sufferers before, during, and after working out on stationary bikes. After 3 months, the subjects all experienced fewer headaches.
So, at least according to these studies, exercise appears to be a viable alternative to migraine drugs.
To be clear, though, this doesn't mean that working out never triggers migraines, especially if you don't exercise regularly. It's probably best to ease into it and see how your head reacts. If working up a sweat doesn't appear to trigger a headache, then you can gradually build up to higher intensity workouts.
This moment